Fasl al
Shita. It's time for Arabic class at Central Academy on the west edge of downtown Des Moines. Today's lesson, naming the seasons of the year.
What comes after Fasl al-Shita? Fasl al-Rabi'a.
Leading the class of 20 high school students is Abir al-Haddad. She's a native of Iraq. Her family left home to escape the war, first to Syria in 2007, then to the U.S. in 2012. She's in her first year of teaching Arabic in the Des Moines Public School District. She says there are many reasons the language should be of interest to people in the West.
It's spoken in 22 countries in the world. So by just learning one language, this will open the doors to 22 Arabic countries in the Middle East.
Posted on one wall of the classroom is the Arabic alphabet. There is nothing about it that looks familiar to an English speaker. One student describes the letters as individual works of art. To read or write Arabic, you move from right to left on the page. Yet al-Haddad contends it's an easier language to learn than it appears.
Some people feel that it's difficult, but it's a phonetic language. The way you say it, the way you pronounce it, it's the way you write. It doesn't have silent letters. Things are irregular, but not too many.
She has not quite convinced student Alexis Crute of Arabic's simplicity.
It does not come in easily, but we're like taking it like one step at a time with the language, and we're starting with the easier stuff first. So it's not as hard as it could be. Reading it is the hardest thing for me right now.
Crute says she's taking the class for the pure pleasure of learning a vastly different language. Her classmate, Andrew Rivas, has a more practical reason for picking up Arabic.
I kind of wanted to be in the military, and speaking Arabic, you're mostly sent out to like Afghanistan or Iraq or something, and that's their language over there. And so I thought that'd be pretty cool.
Des Moines offers classes in a number of languages many smaller school districts can't provide. Students can study Japanese and Chinese, for example. Keisha Barnes is the coordinator for the World Languages Program in Des Moines.
One of our goals is to educate global citizens, and we'd like for our students, as they leave our doors, to be prepared to enter the world as a caring and knowledgeable citizen, and learning a world language is part of that.
World culture is also an ingredient in the education of global citizens. That's why Abir al-Haddad mixes in discussions of food, art, and music.
Western exposure to this important part of the world, that is the Arabic world, is very limited. And they need to learn more about the culture. It has its own fascinating culture elements.
To get started on Arabic, she offers a simple greeting often heard in the Arab world.
Assalamu alaikum. That is, peace upon you. And the answer will be, wa alaikum assalam, upon you peace.
It's an opening to a language spoken by more than 300 million people worldwide. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.